Arizona utility regulators are restarting discussions on the issue of electric retail competition, otherwise known as electricity deregulation, despite similar talks in the past not leading to much. And with us now to talk about what that might entail and what might be different this time around is Katie Campbell of the Arizona Capital Times. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Lauren.
So let's start with the basic question here. What would this mean for our state's biggest utilities that are regulated now, like APS, deregulation?
Well, it's kind of hard to make this topic basic, but
yes.
I'll do my best. Really, what it means is we have regulated utilities in Arizona, such as Arizona Public Service, APS, the largest of the electric utilities. And this would introduce competition into their market, essentially getting rid of that monopoly.
Okay, so who's starting up this discussion at this point? Like, who wants this to happen?
So the Arizona Corporation Commission has had its first workshop in 5 years on this topic, and really it's the commissioners who have decided it's time to readdress this issue. I would say probably chief among them, Commissioner Bob Burns, who is no friend to APS, so, you know, he's kind of interested in any way to, I would say, extend some reach to that company.
Okay, and I'm guessing APS is not for this?
Not particularly, and that's nothing to say negatively about APS. It's just they operate in the market that exists now.
Yeah.
It works to their benefit. They're able to profit and operate as they do. And this would be a huge change in the environment that they are in right now. They wouldn't have that guaranteed base of customers, which means that guaranteed profit would probably be deeply impacted. So they have a lot to lose, theoretically, here.
Yeah, okay. But you say that it's customers who stand to kind of gain or lose the most in this debate. Why?
So the idea behind deregulation is essentially to lower rates. Like, that would be the goal.
Right.
There is some disagreement, though, of if deregulation would accomplish that. So the RUCO, the folks at RUCO who have spoken out against deregulation argue that this wouldn't necessarily lead to that end result, that technology, the evolving nature of technology in the energy markets can do that on their own. But other folks, especially a gentleman I spoke to, Pat Wood, who helped Texas deregulate, argues absolutely it would lead to lower rates. And that kind of goes back to standard capitalist thinking of if you have a competitive market, it sort of sorts itself out.
Sure. So you mentioned Texas did this. What other states operate like we do? Do most states operate with competition?
Yes. So, I want to say 7 states might have deregulated at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you probably see the Arizona model a little more frequently. It's hard to say states that looked like Arizona and who have now deregulated. It's just a strange kind of step at this point. Texas seems to be the model. I think they did it first, so they've had a lot of time to sort through some of the early challenges, but really it's hard to kind of pinpoint a good example of an Arizona kind of market.
As these things tend to be. How has it worked in Texas?
So it seems to have kind of sorted itself out. Pat Wood, as I mentioned, who helped build that market, you know, he said that it was off to a rocky start. They had to kind of build in a transition period and work with those formerly monopolized utilities to really make it work for everyone in the long run. But his view is that it has. Mm-hmm. You can go onto an online portal as a customer and figure out what plan works best for you. And while there are quite a few more utility providers now in that market that operate at a lower profit margin, they still are in existence and probably doing just fine.
Okay. So this is, like you said, not the first time they've had this debate at the Corporation Commission. When was the last time they had it, and what was the impetus then?
So it was 2013 that this happened, and it fell flat ultimately. You know, there were a lot of conversations, but I believe they just kind of voted to stop it at some point because there are so many questions. Just in the first workshop, the commissioners proposed 18 different questions, and everyone who came to speak kind of offered a multitude of additional questions. There's just a lot of different angles to this, and that's kind of what happened in 2013. First of all, there's a lot of strong feelings on both sides, and second of all, they just weren't finding that middle ground or that way to move forward. And it kind of stands to, it could happen again, but at least they're having those conversations and inviting people to bring those questions to the table.
So this workshop on the issue now then, what did it sound like to you? Do you get a sense that this might have a better shot of actually happening this time around?
I think there's a better shot of conversations going further, at least. I don't know I would go so far as to say we're going to get a definitive answer this time around. And And I have no idea how long it might take to reach any kind of next step, really. I mean, it could last months. It could last years. This is not something you want the commission to do overnight. It carries a lot of implications for a lot of people. And so I think they're going to take their time. I think they're really going to explore their options. And maybe we get some kind of change out of it. It might not be deregulation itself, though.
Okay. All right. That is Katie Campbell with the Arizona Capital Times. Katie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.